Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Sherry Denham. And your phone calls right here today at 1-800-229-3000. This is a great day for New Life.
Before I ask my question, I first want to say how much I appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
You know something, I failed as a husband.
I had a question if I could, please.
Okay.
The rest of it, I just felt like I was kind of getting shined on. So now I get it.
I want to know about your dad, what he was like.
He was an angry person.
That's a big part of your age.
I think having you be a little bit more involved says, I'm a woman and you're doing this to women. This is going to affect your relationship with women. And so for him to feel what that's like in the presence of a woman, I think is important.
Yeah, that was good, Jill.
People with addictive personalities are like boa constrictors.
Well, I just asked, did you play with dynamite when you were a child?
No.
Because this is playing with dynamite. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Sherry Denham. Dave, good to see you.
Good to be here, always.
Dave is the author of Forgiving the Unforgivable, Forgiving Our Parents, Forgiving Ourselves.
I got a new one coming out in about a month.
What is it?
It's called People of the Bible Uncensored.
People of the Bible Uncensored.
Ooh. So it's looking at about 18 personalities from the Old Testament, bringing in some of the insights of the old Jewish rabbis. Fun.
Ooh.
I had a lot of fun writing it.
Do you think that some of them are walking into walls?
Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah, I would think
so,
too.
Definitely, yeah. That's a neat thing. Is that a book you did or something?
Oh, it is, yes. Thanks for mentioning it. Walking into walls is my new book. Five
Yours is
different
out.
Walls that will prevent you from experiencing all that God has for you in your life. It really kind of blocked, those walls blocked God out. Thanks for off the cuff just mentioning that book. And then, Dr. Sherry Denham.
Hello. It's great
Sherry,
to be here.
Sherry, it's great to be with you. We were at the New Life Weekend. It was an amazing time, the last one we did.
I know. I told Steve I come back on a high from those weekends. Yeah. I really do. It's just amazing to see God work and to have people break through stuff they've been struggling with for a long time. So.
It's
love
so neat
it, love it.
To see you on a high and you're not smoking marijuana anymore.
I'm not.
So that's
it's
good.
A natural high.
Never did.
Let's talk about women in the battle. Coming up next month, September 23rd, you're going to be doing the teaching.
I am.
It's going to be a great experience. Tell folks what you're going to be talking about.
Well, women, first off, let me just speak to your hearts and say we want you to come. Truly, this is for you. There actually hasn't been anything out there that has been written and created for women who are struggling with their hearts and the pain and the hurt and the messiness and the of being with someone who struggles with sex addiction, pornography, prostitutes, affairs. And so this weekend is for you. I want to help you learn how to become allies in healing. You can lock arms with other women. And then we're going to be looking at sex addiction. We're going to be looking at issues of intimacy, trying to figure out how did I not see this? How did I get into it in the first place? We're going to be looking at how you can heal and move through it and get your voice back. So many women, I'm amazed. I just chatted with one this week that she has been in a series of relationships with men, and they've all struggled with addiction. And she just had her third one blow up. And she's looking at me like, and she's brilliant. She's a nurse, and she's looking at me going, how did I miss this?
Right.
And so we want you to look at your part in it, but we
that
want you to
that is a causative
heal.
Factor.
There's a causative factor.
No, I mean, why they get in those relationships, not that they caused the problem.
They didn't cause it, but there's something within us that gets kind of drawn to it. But primarily, I want you to know we're going to help you with your pain. And we're going to help you find strength in the midst of the bloodiest battle that you've ever been a part of. So please come. We want to care for you, love up on you, and give you the tools you need to continue walking ahead and to fight for your marriage.
All right. We want you to come. Women, if you are in a relationship with someone that has a sexual addiction or a pornography or an affair problem, call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. And we'll tell you about the Women in the Battle Workshop. It's going to be amazing.
We want to help them move from victim to victorious, right?
Exactly.
No one likes that other V word,
isn't it,
right?
In San Diego? We're doing
San Jose.
San Jose, we're doing
the
this.
Other San.
Yeah, the other San. All right.
Mr. Sandman.
We'll take a break. We'll come back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're going to go to Molly. Margie, you hold on. You'll be next. But Molly, Half Moon Bay, California, KFAX is the station. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not good, Steve. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, I was when I called earlier, I had stated that I had been at New Life. I had gone to the Lose It for Life weekend back in January.
Uh-huh.
And really good, and I was gung-ho and ready to go, which didn't seem like out of the ordinary for me. I knew mm-hmm. that I was going to be revved up and ready to go, and I was in my group, but I'm at a point right now where I've been sitting here waiting for you guys to pick up my call, and I've been listening to the direction that Sherry's been given to some of the women and that you have been given to some of the women and writing them down. And I do feel like St. Francis of Excusey, and I do feel like involved. It seems like ever since January, it's been shoulder surgery. It's been one thing after another. It's been my body just, I'm 46 years old and I'm in full blown, menopause, and it's early for me. I'm young, the doctors say, so I'm dealing with that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of physical stuff going on, but this has been a lifelong issue since I was about 5 years old. And I don't even know what to ask you except to just tell you that I still feel so stuck. I still feel like I'm on the hamster wheel and I can't get off. And I don't know if this is deeper. I've done counseling in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got two words for you. I've got two words for you. They will sound so superficial, it'll make you regret that you held so long to be on the program. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for those two words?
Yeah.
Exercise partner.
Okay.
Exercise partner. Here you are.
And I would just say one word.
What's that?
Partner.
Partner. But here you are. You've done the internal work. You've come to the workshop. You've done all these things. And the one thing that I suspect you're missing is somebody to encourage you, to drag you, whatever it is, to walk, run, or bike most days of the week. And I got to tell you, it sounds superficial and silly to even say it after you're calling and you're in tears, but I have seen those two words literally change the lives of thousands of people that just go, what is it that I'm missing? And I say those two words and they'll say, well, you're right. That's not something that I've done. But, it's summer now, and when winter comes, all the more that you're going to need that exercise partner to help you get up when it's still dark and do some of the work you need to do. And I just think you'll be so encouraged by the exercise part falling in place because you've got that partner that some of the other stuff will fall in place for you.
But wouldn't it just be a partner, having somebody that encourages you along the way in the whole facet of what she's doing?
Somebody
that's accountable.
Yeah, but she needs somebody that is going to
more the
be
exercise
at the mall waiting for her. So that she, rather than, you know, that little switch, go, oh, I'll just stay in bed. It goes, no. Jeannie is at the mall. She's waiting. Or Jeannie's at the gym or whatever.
Half Moon Bay, she's at the beach.
Yeah, she's at the beach waiting. So what do you think about that, Molly?
Well, I'll honestly say it's not for lack of trying. I started to swim in the last 2 weeks with a girlfriend, and I meet her and another friend at 7 o'clock, and we swim for an hour, but that's twice a week. The rest of the week, I'm still, you know, it seems like my friends, I have friends. I mean, I'm very plugged in my women's group at church. I'm plugged in. I have people that ask me, how's my marriage doing?
Okay, so all I'm going to say is,
I don't have someone that exercises
with
me. So, they just don't seem to hang around long enough where, you know, someone I can count on.
You need somebody for 3 more days out of the week where you guys can do something other than swim, but it's walking, running, or biking. You know, when people swim to lose weight, I have to tell you, there's something about swimming that kind of, it seems like, wants to keep you fat a little bit, to keep you warm in the water. And so it's just over the period of years that I've been working with people, it seems difficult for people to lose fat by swimming. So you need some additional exercise. You need an exercise partner. I know people are listening. They're going, what a dumb thing. This woman is in tears and all. But it could be the solution. Sherry, Dave, why don't you take it deeper than exercise partner?
It's a missing piece.
I guess one of the things I was wondering, Molly, is how long have you been eating to numb out your emotions?
Probably a really long time, since I was 5.
Yeah, since the trauma happened. My guess, do you struggle with depression as well?
Okay. I've had moments, but I've never taken medication.
Okay. Well, this is what's interesting is when there's this part of your brain called the limbic system, and it's mood control central of the brain. And it also is responsible for appetite and sleep issues. So when someone has had, you mentioned a 5-year-old, there's some pain back there. And so the limbic system, because it's responsible for bonding and attachment, and it also stores highly charged emotional memories, when I see folks that are overweight and they are numbing out their feelings through food, I immediately go, honey, you've got some pain back there that hasn't been dealt with yet. So in conjunction with Steve's really awesome practical, hey, get a buddy, get a partner. You need to get a buddy in healing. You need to get with someone and get to some of that deeper material, because you're just numbing out with food and you've got some feelings deepened back there that started with 5 that you need to get out.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
How does the limbic system respond to exercise?
It loves exercise.
Mm-hmm. Very positively.
Yep, it responds really, really well, because it helps to bring blood to the brain, blood to the heart, and it helps to relieve stress. Endorphins, oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when someone's struggling with depression, to get them up and out each day, even if you're just walking around the block for 15, 20 minutes, just to get your blood pumping and your body going and those endorphins going, it helps lift depression.
All right. All right. I'm glad you called. Walking into walls, coming your way. Also, you know, we do have another Lose It for Life coming up, and at the end of the year, you might want to think about coming again. But I got to tell you, there's something about this exercise thing that just kicks into gear, new motivation, and there's something about not exercising that you kind of have this attitude, oh, what's the use? If I'm not even exercising, why shouldn't I just go ahead and eat out of control?
But, you know, that I keep going back to the fact that exercise is the best treatment for depression.
Mm-hmm. They've even done studies that shows that exercise, I think 45 minutes of exercise each day is actually as effective as Prozac.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just research out there. Look at it. So it's important to our health and our body.
God has built into us healing factors. Right. And pay attention to those healing factors. All right. I'm going to Margie from Jacksonville, Florida. She watches us on the NRB network. We're glad that she does. Hello, Margie. Thanks for holding on since a couple of hours. Blessings to you.
Thank you. It's no problem at all. You guys are worth it.
Well, how could we help?
My family is having somewhat of an issue right now. My brother is remarried. He was in his first marriage for almost 20 years. He has two small children from his first marriage. Mm-hmm. They are 11 and 12.
Okay.
And he's remarried, and the new wife, she's, you know, you can tell she's dealing with rejection issues. Mm-hmm. I don't like to make excuses for her, but her thing is the kids can't come around. She doesn't want to deal with his kids, and she doesn't want him to deal with her and the kids, too. It needs to be her. This is their marriage. Leave your, you know, wife comes first. They're going with the biblical stance of your wife comes first.
Boy, your brother is a really sick guy.
You have no idea.
Wimpy.
Man, no idea. How sad.
Thing, and another thing, too, so my question is, like, as far as the biblical stance, I definitely want to get to my question because I hear you guys saying, what's the question all the time? So my first question is, you know, from a biblical view, you know, I am a little conflicted by, you know, feeling that he should go against his wife in that area.
Well, it's sad that they got married under these conditions because
I probably didn't show up till they got married.
Yeah. See, he's been with his kids for 11 and 12 years.
Absolutely.
And he's been with her how long?
Well, they didn't even... Well, the deal is we were all in high school together, and then we all separated, haven't seen each other since high school.
Yeah.
He saw her on Facebook 2 years ago, mm-hmm. dated her for a month, mm-hmm. and then married her months later.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even deal with her about this. It would be all with him.
Right.
Dave, your thoughts?
Well, the Bible doesn't say that the wife is exclusive attention. You know, there's instruction in Ephesians 6 about, you know, fathers, don't make your children angry by the way you treat them. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. I mean, there's a balance here. Yeah, the wife is a priority.
You know, the thing of it.
But
is
he needs to understand this. I mean, she's irrelevant. If he can understand it, and then he takes a position that affirms this, he needs to take the lead. If he wimps out, she'll just run his life, and she'll run it into the ground. Really.
Well, and he'll have two children that are so angry with him
already.
Okay.
It's horrible. It's horrible. The second part to my question is, my brother has asked me. My brother and I have grown up very close, and so I'm very close to his kids. He has other kids before he got married, and I raised his older son, who's now 24. We have four kids of our own, and we raised him because my brother decided he wasn't going to take care of him. So, and even his, you know, his other kids that have come along, you know, I'm very, very, very close to them. And it's just like that with myself and my
brother's
children.
What's the question?
He has asked me not to deal with the kids outside of him, even though he refuses to see them at all. If I had done, which I haven't done, which has caused a rift between he and I, but had I done that, it would have been over a year by now where I would have had to not deal with my niece and nephew, who are used to spending summers with me every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, you're doing the right thing by letting there be a rift between you and your brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
There needs to be
a
rift.
He is
way off base.
Yeah,
biblically.
I'm not supporting him. I'm non-supportive
of him. Well, tell him, you know what?
You say to him,
you are right. I am not supporting you whatsoever when it comes to your children.
Because you're going against the Scripture.
You're going against Scripture, and you're going against your children. I am supporting you as my brother. I love you. And that's why I'm taking a firm stand, which hurts me greatly because I love us being close. But I got to tell you, you're making a huge mistake. And guess who's going to pay for that mistake? These kids are. So I'm going to come along, and at least they're going to get some love from me.
Oh, great. That's exactly how I feel.
Well,
and I
was, you're right.
You know, I've been struggling with this, and I've been saying, God, you got to show me what it is. And out of nowhere, and I generally do not remember Scripture, but I came across this book that I had no idea the Scripture was in there, and it was Isaiah 1:17 that said, we are to defend the cause of the fatherless. And that's how I feel like
my
nephew are right now. You know, they, and I don't even remember Scripture like this, but this has stuck in my head. And so it did give me peace, but my brother, he goes back and forth. We were very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
We were very, very close. And he's just angry that, and his kids call me and they depend on me. When I say very close, We're very close.
Well, I'm glad that they've got you.
And, you just invite him into your home and let him live with you.
Love
you
those
great
kids.
Margie.
I'll send you walking into walls. Your brother has the wall of blind ignorance and stubborn resistance, and it's killing his kids.
He's also got the wall of, I wimp out with my wife.
There's a wall. The wimp wall.
It's
wall
not
of
in
the wimp.
Book, but
the next one.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here to join us on the program. It is 1-800-229-3000, but if you need some help, 800-639-5433. And let's see. Let's jump over here. I shouldn't say jump all the time. I've gotten out
of you're just jumping on the phone buttons.
Valerie from Dallas, Texas. KWRD. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How could we help you today?
Well, I attended last fall a New Life weekend.
Yes.
I came home and asked my husband to attend Every Man's Battle, and he did in March. He came home with full disclosure of an affair that I found out about. I had found out about it 3 years previously, and he came home and disclosed to me that it had continued even though I had thought it had ended. So it ended up being a total of 5 years.
Oh, my word.
Hmm.
He did the whole full disclosure thing, is doing the follow-up calls every week. We are going to counseling together. which is very helpful. We're able to see actually his the therapist that he was with at EMB together. And he's doing all of those things, reading the Bible, you know, mostly trying to act differently. However, there's just one thing that he is not willing to do, which is to commit to me. He's not willing to say, I'm never going to leave you, basically. And I'm struggling with that because I feel like it's holding me back in my own healing.
Sure. Well, who wouldn't be? I mean, you're married to a guy that isn't committing to you.
How does he say that to you, Valerie?
Well, just like that. I'm not going to commit to never leaving you, and because that's how I ask for it. And we've been married for 20 years, and up to this, there's been two long-term affairs in our marriage, and this five-year affair, up to that, he had, you know, told me on a fairly consistent basis, I'm with you no matter what. Once this affair started, that got taken away.
Yeah.
At the time, didn't know why, but now I do.
Yeah, I wish you had said to him when he said, I can't commit to you. I wish you had said, then we need to separate.
Well, that's what I think I need to say now.
Well, I think it is what
you
need
to say. It, yeah.
I think you need to say that to him. You know what? I've been thinking about your unwillingness to commit. I don't know what that's all about after all the help we've gotten, but it's time for us to separate. I'm not going to live with you with not knowing whether or not today is the day you break your commitment to me.
Yeah,
it's
almost like he's asking you to give up your heart and trust again and be vulnerable and all those things, but he's not going to do that. It's like a, you know, trying to be in a relationship with a man who's got one foot in the room and the other in a revolving door. I mean, how do you trust?
That's exactly what I told him.
Because it's like saying, you know, I want to keep my options open in case I want to have another affair.
And Ephesians 5 says that a man should be willing to die for his wife. It doesn't even come close to death for him to commit to the rest of his life to somebody that he committed to the rest of his life. So I think there has to be a consequence. And, you know, Jesus made an exception to the divorce rule for people like you who are a victim of the other person having an affair. Now, we hate divorce. We think that divorce needs to occur never, really. But it sounds to me like he's divorced you emotionally, and maybe if you separate for him, it might bring him back to reality, and you might actually be able to have a marriage again. But you're not really married if he's not willing to commit to you.
You know, Valerie, with as connected as you guys are to so many people, right? His EMB group and your therapist, what do those people think about his statement?
You know, it came up in therapy the last time that we went, and the counselor asked me what I needed, and that was the only thing I said. I said I need commitment. I need to not be worried about you walking out the door.
But did you at
every little drop of the hat?
Did you tell her that he has been telling you that for a while? Did you expose that?
You know, I think I did.
Honey, you need to know whether you did or not. I mean, this is part of the healing, okay? Because a lot of time with the women, right, we don't really know how to ask for what we want and need, and we don't expose the darkest, ugliest lie, right? And this darkest, ugliest lie that he's not willing to bring to the table, it's hidden right now. And I'm like, that thing needs to be hung out like on a billboard. You need to be speaking that, saying, hey, have you talked to your guys in EMB about that you are unwilling to commit to me? Have you told them that? Because you seem to be okay telling me that. And I'm going to go ahead and tell a therapist that you've been saying this for me for some time, because we need to look at that right in the face. And if
it ended up being a session where I didn't talk a lot. I said what I needed, and then my husband just went on to say why he wasn't willing to commit.
Honey,
you know, which took the rest of the time.
I want you to come to Women in the Battle. You're exactly who we're looking for, because you've got to learn how to find your voice and not just go, well, I think I told him. I mean, I'm fighting for you, and I'm fighting for your marriage, but it's going to break up if you don't rise up. Yeah, you need to come. because we want to help you find your voice and get power to speak what you need. Because he's withholding from you the very thing you need. Does that make sense?
It does. I just needed someone to agree with me.
Yeah,
I'm
we
glad.
Do.
We're going to...
we all agree.
We're going to send you a copy of Walking in the Walls, and I hope and pray that that will be a blessing to you. And we'll take a break. We'll come right back after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
All right. We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, we do Every Man's Battle every month with Jason Martinkus. We have something new and unique coming up. And we call it Every Man's Battle 2.0. Jason, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. Doing well. Thank you.
On September the 9th, we are we're going to do something we've never done before for all of our alumni. We're going to take them to the next level. Tell us about Every Man's Battle 2.0.
Well, first of all, I'm really excited about it. This is something that has been talked about for at least I know of the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
We've had thousands of guys come through the EMB workshop. So this event is about reconnecting guys who have come through in the past. I've already heard from alumni who said, I can't wait to get there and reconnect with my small group and my small group leader.
Yeah.
So it's about reconnecting and furthering relationships that have been started. And then beyond that, we're going to be talking a lot that weekend about taking our lives and our recovery to the next level. So not just about stopping our bad behavior, but really moving into a place where we take some of our biggest mistakes and make it our biggest ministry.
Yeah. And if a person has relapsed, this would be a great restarter, wouldn't it?
It would. This would be a great place to re-engage that. We, you know, some of the guys that I've talked to, at least, that talk about their struggle and what relapse might feel like and look like, the biggest thing that comes up is, I feel like a hypocrite. I feel like, I question, how could I ever do this again? I swore I'd never go back. And there's something powerful about coming to an event like this where we're not just looking at focusing in on what we've done wrong, but really pulling back from that to look at how can we take and learn from what we've done wrong so that we can start doing things right.
Yeah. And the cost on this isn't as much as the normal workshop, is it?
It's less expensive than the normal workshop, but you get the same benefit. It's going to be the same amount of time. going to be similar, and that we're going to have the speaking and teaching sessions there. It's also going to be very similar in that we're going to have a lot of breakouts where we're going to be doing the workshops, not breakouts in the small group setting, but instead in the workshop setting. Yeah. So you're going to get, I would say, the same benefit. It's going to be less cost.
All right. So if you are a woman listening and your husband or boyfriend or son or father have been through Every Man's Battle, tell them about Every Man's Battle 2.0. It's September the 9th. And we would love to have that person come and revive or rejuvenate or restart their recovery. Thank you, Jason, for all that you do, my friend.
Hey, Jason, I was going to say thank you. Shelley, his wife, is actually going to be one of the women that's going to be joining us at the Women in the Battle
Women.
So we get
in
to hear
battle.
From her wow. side. So isn't that fun? We kind of dovetailing both programs together.
Thanks,
so.
Jason. In
You're
many,
welcome.
Many
Thank
ways. All right. And Women in the Battle is September the 23rd, and Sherry's going to be doing that, and that's going to be an amazing, amazing time. Let's go to Kathy from Cincinnati, Ohio. WCVX is the station. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I real quick wanted to say that I totally agree with Steve's two words, exercise partner. Just wanted to say that real quick. I have a friend up the street. She's a coworker, a neighbor, and a friend. And we text each other every morning and say, are you ready to go walking? And the other day she texted me and she asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, no, I don't really want to go. And then she said, well, I'm still going to go even though I'm not feeling up to it. And I thought, you know what? I knew she had something she wanted to talk to me about. I didn't want her to have to walk alone. And I really could use the steps on my pedometer. So I thought, I'll go with her, and I was so glad I did. It takes both of us to get each other out the door sometimes.
It just was
totally
enough.
Agree.
It was just enough to put you on the line of, okay, I will get up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then,
yeah.
Kathy, how did you feel when you came home?
I'm sorry?
How did you feel when you got done with that walk and came home?
Oh, I felt wonderful.
Yeah.
I felt wonderful, like the endorphins and all that. I felt like I was so energized for the day, and I was so grateful to have her to talk to. We just talked for miles and miles, and it was just wonderful for each one of us to share. I just felt like it's the connection that's so important.
The benefit.
Well, you know, it just shows you that a simple brain can still be profound. And I know you two guys are experts in the
brain.
A simple brain.
We're experts in
could still
simple
say something.
Brained.
Two words. You know, the two words that a lot of people use are stop it. But they don't work. All right. Now, let's talk to Kathy about what she called about. How can we help you, Kathy?
Hopefully it's simple. I'm having a real struggle about whether or not to watch a specific...
A specific what?
Did we dub that out because we needed to?
No, there wasn't. No. A specific what?
I'm sorry. I'll just put a little. I have gay cousins. I have gay friends. We do.
Okay, you're cutting out. So I don't know what you're on, but the phone is cutting out on us.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard, did you hear my question?
We didn't.
No.
My question is, I'm having a real struggle about whether or not to watch a specific TV show that has a gay couple on it. It's a hysterically funny show, and I love it, but I'm having guilt feelings because of my personal convictions about the gay lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have gay friends. I have gay cousins. We do things together. I love them. I just don't agree with the lifestyle, and I don't care to see gay couples holding hands or kissing and things like that, but I still love the person. So every week when a certain show comes on that has this gay couple on that's so funny, because of my convictions, I feel terrible about watching it, yet it's a funny show.
Who watches it with you?
Well, nobody, because my husband can't stand the gay stuff on it,
mm-hmm.
but all my family watches it. All my friends watch it.
Your family? Who in your family watches it?
Well, like my sister and her husband,
mm-hmm.
and my brother. I mean, they're all married with their own families, but they all watch it. And then I asked my Christian friends, you know, what they thought about this, and half of them said, it's okay, go ahead and watch it. You know, you're not under the law.
Yeah.
God doesn't mind. And the other half said, no, that's not godly. So it's 50-50. So now I just don't know what to do.
Well, you know, one thought would be how would you feel if your husband watched a show that you absolutely hated because of something on there that was a little bit repulsive to you? It wouldn't be a connecting thing if he watched it anyway, you know?
Right.
And I'm not talking about, you know, maybe there's a sport he likes that you don't, but this is, you know, this is a pretty big issue.
Yeah.
It would, you know, I think the issue, the bottom line is it's not connecting you with him, and there is something about it that would tend to normalize it in your mind. Not immediately, but gradually. And so then you kind of lose your salt a bit over something like this. And then I just think of all the things that you could do during that time, you don't have to watch that. There are shows that I will simply not watch on television. I would love to watch those shows, but I just, it's not the, in my mind, the right thing to do. Dave, Sherry, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you completely that it's an effort on the part of that whole community to normalize the behavior, and watching that over time will kind of make it feel more normal. And that's why your husband's saying, I don't even want to go there. And I agree with him.
It reminds me of the scripture that says, all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify or build up. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the support for that and what you're, you know, the monies that are going into that when you watch and what you're doing emotionally, financially, you know, is it edifying? Is it edifying God? Is it edifying you? Is it edifying your marriage? Is it really building that up? And, you know, I mean, God put a scripture there for us to help us have that line, because we're in a world that everyone's making that line gray.
Yeah.
And as believers, you know, his word is that compass that keeps us, you know, to go, you know,
right,
I need to really look at this.
So how do we feel about homosexuals? Well, we love them very much. And we believe that certain things have happened in their lives that have produced some very real feelings. It's just that we don't think those feelings have to be resolved by being sexualized. And many times they're sexualized before that person is even aware of what's happening. And so we have listeners who are gay, and I correspond with one of them, and he's one of my favorite guys. But I got to tell you, we take a stand here. It's simply not God's best, and that this is not the exception to every rule in Scripture. This is not the one place where Scripture gets it wrong, or that there's a misinterpretation of what was intended in the whole of Scripture. But we see tremendous, tremendous hope and healing from it. Dave?
Well, but beyond that issue, I mean, I think Sherry's point, the scripture that Sherry quoted is the principle that would apply to anything.
Yeah.
That, you know, sure, I can watch it, but is it edifying? Is it necessary? And there's so much that's not edifying in our culture that we just really need to be on guard.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for the final segment here on New Life Live.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. This is our final segment of this show. Then we'll go to lunch, and then we'll have three more shows. So if you'd like to join us, 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. Our final call for this show. Hopefully, if you're on, you'll join us in the next one. But our final caller is Raina from Millsboro, Delaware, where WFIL is the station. Hello, Raina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, we can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Is that better?
What did you do?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, okay.
But it worked.
So how could we help you?
I'm sorry.
How could we help you?
Well, I've been listening to you all, and I've loved every one of you. Thank you so much anyway. And after listening, I kind of think I'm getting the answers that I need.
Okay,
anyway.
You're going to, because we have such a hard time hearing you, you're just going to have to ask us a question and let us go with it, okay?
Okay. Wondering if I should make the move away from the spouse and move in with my mother.
Why would you move in with your mother?
Well, he's moved in with his parents due to a job situation. He's been unfaithful for many years. We're trying to work things out, but financially I can't handle it on my own right now with my son and I.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the question is, should you move in with your mother?
Yes.
Okay. He's moved in with his mother.
And he's been unfaithful for years, and you're trying to work it out. What are you?
How are you going to work it out?
What have you been trying to do to work it out?
Actually, not very much, actually. Just talking.
Why do you think you deserve a guy that's unfaithful like that?
Low self-esteem, I believe, and confused and distressed and depressed and just wanting someone.
So in the words of Sherry, honey, why aren't you getting some help for your low self-esteem?
That's so true. I don't know. Just become numb.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Sherry? Dave?
Well, it's easier to stay numb and to move in with mom than to have to do the work. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
But you got to heal. And just the idea that I'm going to try to talk to my husband that's been unfaithful for all those years, it's not going to work for you. It's kind of like you guys have been bleeding for years talking about the blood that's coming out of your body, and no one's taking you to the hospital.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So here you are both anemic, moving in with mom and dad again. Woohoo! You know? Like, crazy, right?
Mm. It is. It feels uncomfortable, and I have an 18-year-old son who's become rebellious, and I don't know.
Why can't you get a place of your own, Raina? Is it because of the finances?
Yes. I mean, I'm there now, but it's just a matter of it's due by the end of the month, and decisions have to be made before then.
Well, let me tell you how I kind of view this situation. There's this carcass called your marriage, and it's laying on the side of the road, this dead carcass. And you're asking about whether or not one of the flies that's swarming around should land in a tree or on a leaf or in the grass. It's just not the main deal here. The main deal is your marriage. How do you take care of your marriage? You get help for yourself and you make some bold moves. And if you've got your mother as a place where you can move into, then that prevents you from being desperate. You have a place to go. A lot of people don't have a place to go. So you go there and you tell him, until you're willing to work on our marriage. We don't have a marriage. If you want to go to Every Man's Battle and work on our marriage, start there. If you don't want to do that, forget it. It is when you make a stance like that that you become a person to him. When you just don't really care and hope it'll all magically work out, you're not a person anymore. There's no regard for you. And what you want is for him to esteem you, but first you have to have self-esteem yourself. So you're going to need to get some help.
Well, you're not a person to yourself either.
That's right.
When you're doing what, you, what you described. Yep. So take the stand and then begin to work towards your own independence, but keep an open mind to the possibilities of if he really starts to take it seriously what you're doing, then maybe there's hope. But until he does, build your own life and get strong.
Sherry,
build your own. I would just say, Raina, come in September. It's just a few weeks away.
Yeah.
Come to the Women in the Battle. One thing you will find when you're there, you're going to look around at these other amazing women, and you're going to find that you fit. It's like, oh my goodness, finally, I've found some place that I belong, and I've found other women that aren't going to judge me, but other women who also struggle with their self-respect and self-esteem and depression, and we're going to help you rise up out of the ashes, rise up and find your strength again. God has so much more planned for you, so much more planned for your life, and I'm wanting to fight for your heart here that you don't live in defeat. But it means that you've got to do the work and you've got to take care of yourself and get some help.
Okay, I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you Walking Into Walls. I hope it will open some doors for you. And Dave...
did you mean that on purpose?
I did.
Walking in the walls and hope it opens doors. I just thought that was funny.
Dave, you have a resource we'd like to send her?
Can't think of it. Well, healing is a choice is the other one that comes right to the top of my mind.
What's the one about thinking, changing your
thinking? Oh, you are what you think.
You are what you think.
You are what you think. So I can't even remember my own.
We got to give her some new messages in her mind there. All right, you are listening to New Life Live. We are listener supported, and you're a listener, and we'd like you to support us. And if you can, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love you to join Club New Life. There are many benefits. First, we send you a Life Recovery Bible or Every Man's Bible, whichever one you request. We send you resources every other month just for you. We send you a monthly CD that I produce for you. It's just for Club New Life members with ministry updates. We have some of the phone calls that we don't want you to miss in a month. And there's a teaching every month on there that people have really come to love. You are also part of an online community. We have had over 500 people join the first half of the year. We need another 500 people. Your little part of that goes to building. Every time there are 100 people sign up, 1,000, every time 1,000 sign, it's another $42,000 to help us buy radio time and stay on radio. So it's a significant, really big deal to us, Club New Life. Or maybe you just have a one-time gift. You can do that online at newlife.com at our new website. I think you'll find it very easy to find how to give at newlife.com. Also, the workshops. You can come and be part of those. That helps our ministry too. All of that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or 1-800-639-5433 or by going online at newlife.com. We have Wives or Women in the Battle, Every Man's Battle, Lose It for Life. Next year we have our marriage conference, New Life Weekends. It's all there on the website. You can find out about it, or if you just want somebody to tell you about it, you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We really appreciate you being with us here. If you're in the Atlanta area, I'm going to be there on the 12th. I'm going to be speaking at Women of Faith on August the 12th, and then off to Australia with my bonus boy, Carter. And I hope and pray that you will be blessed by what we're doing here, and you pray for us. We always can use prayer. We never, ever have too much prayer. And the kind of strongholds that we fight, the kind of evil things we're up against, we need supernatural prayer to keep us on the track. Thank you, Dave Stoop. Thank you, Sherry Denham, and all of you that listen, watch, and support. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.